He foresaw the apocalyptic threats we face today. Yet he left behind an institution that almost died along with him, and has only revived its national security mission under law in the past 3 years. The FBI has never had a legal charter beyond the president's oath to take care that the laws are faithfully executed, and presidents have strained against the strictures of that oath since World War I. They ordered Hoover to persecute pacifists as well as terrorists. They targeted the heroes of the civil rights movement, along with the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. At their command, the Bureau has violated the freedoms of the Bill of Rights to enforce the President's powers as Commander-in-Chief. The Constitution has never greatly bothered any wartime president, Franklin D. Roosevelt's Attorney General once wrote, and every president since has seen himself at war. Enemies is a record of illegal arrests and detentions, break-ins, burglaries, wiretapping, and bugging on behalf of the president. By design, it touches only briefly on famous criminal justice cases, like the war on gangsters in the Great Depression and the bloody confrontation with the Branch Davidians cult, to focus on the FBI's secret intelligence operations. But that is the heart of the story of America's 100-year war against terrorists, spies, anarchists,